More money is coming to the Arizona Corporation Commission race. Chispa Arizona, which is part of the League of Conservation Voters, says it's putting nearly $3 million towards supporting the two Democratic candidates. The parent company of APS has already put in more than $3 million into the race and could spend more between now and Election Day. Joining me to talk about this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. And Howie, how unusual is it that there's a group putting a fairly sizable amount of money into a CorpCom race on the Democratic side?
Well, this is very unusual, as you point out. I mean, you know, the candidates themselves will get money. Sometimes they'll even get money from special interests. And in fact, the last time out, there were some solar interests that did try to elect a couple of Democrats. But it's pretty much been, you know, the purview of the utilities, particularly one utility, APS, to go ahead and try to elect regulators that they thought would be friendly. 2 years ago, they put in more than $4 million. 4 years ago, there was more than $3 million put in by some dark money group, and APS will, quote, neither confirm nor deny, unquote, that they were the source of that. Now, we're waiting to see what APS is going to do this year, but as you point out, Chispa Arizona, which is an arm of the League of Conservation Voters, has decided we're not going to wait to see what APS does. We've got some money, and we're going to go ahead and try to elect a couple of Dems.
How are they going to spend that money to try to get Sandra Kennedy and Kiana Sears elected?
Well, at the moment, they're talking about a 30-second commercial around the state, a little bit to tell people what the commission does, but as much as you can do in 30 seconds, but really to say that if you want regulators who will promote solar, promote renewable energy, this is what you need. The belief is that the current commission, which has been an all-Republican commission now for years, is not so interested. We do have, going back more than a decade, a 15% renewable standard by 2025. But again, it hasn't been adjusted more than a decade. And that's part of the reason, A, we have Proposition 127 out there. And I think the other feeling is that if Proposition 127 doesn't pass, then you need a backup plan to go ahead and find a way to promote more solar, promote more renewable energy.
How optimistic are the folks from Chispa, Arizona, and from League of Conservation Voters that given all of the races on the ballot and all of the commercials on TV and all of the money being spent on everything on the ballot, that at this point, now that ballots are already out, they're going to be able to break through and make a difference?
Well, they believe they can. Personally, I'm a little skeptical. I mean, as you point out, you cannot turn on the TV today without somebody attacking someone else, and much larger sums of money. I mean, look at the U.S. Senate race. Look at the governor's race. $2.8 million does not buy you a lot of airtime. And given that people have made their decisions, it may, in fact, be a little bit too little too late. But it's hard to say. However, on the other side of the equation, the fact that Proposition 127 has raised the profile of solar energy, you also have questions out there about APS, its spending, and of course, APS's rate hike. You know, there may be a lot of people willing to say, well, okay, we've given an all-Republican commission a chance to see what they can do. We know what they can do, so let's put a couple of Democrats on there.
Howie, you write about the fact that APS still has some money that it could put into the race, but it sounds as though they're not saying how they plan to use it or if they plan to use it at this point.
Well, this is one of those things that APS has set up a committee, and they originally put like $3.2 million in. They've given $300,000 to the Arizona Republican Party to elect, guess what, Republicans. But they're still sitting on about $2.6 million. And when I talked to their spokesman, Matt Benson, he said, well, we don't disclose how we're going to spend our money. Well, look, the fact is that if they think they need it to keep the commissioners that they like, they will do that. You know, you've got two Republicans on the ballot, you know, Justin Olson, who was appointed to the job last year and says over and over again, look, I wasn't here when the APS rate hike was approved. And Rodney Glassman, who is an attorney who's not on the commission now, obviously APS over the years has shown we like Republicans. I mean, they even went ahead and supported Bob Burns, who is in the process of suing to get their records for the 2014 campaign spending. But they decided that he would be better than a Democrat. APS has made it very clear Republicans are friendly.
All right. Well, looks like maybe we should be keeping our eyes out for yet more campaign commercials as we head towards Election Day. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yes, I try to speed through those commercials on my DVR.